Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Brachos Daf Chof Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara marking system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Today's Tosfos for Daf Chof Aleph begins on the lower half of the page, Dibur Masu Sofek Lo Omar Emes V'Yatziv Chozer. The reason for starting at this point is that the Tosfos in up till now were learned as part of Daf Chof. So to recount the point in the Gemara mentioned in conjunction with this Dibur Maschil, we saw the opinion that Sofek Lo Omar Emes V'Yatziv, if one is in doubt as to whether or not he said the Brocha after the Kriya Shema of the morning, Chozer, he is to recite it again. He is to recite it because of the doubt that maybe he did not say it. This was the opinion of Rav Yehuda that we had triangled in the Gemara. The reason for this, since this severity, is that in Emes V'Yatziv we recount Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there is a Torah requirement of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, so that if one is in doubt about having fulfilled his Torah requirement, he has to go back and say it. Tosfos V'Teima Ho al korchuch tzorich lomar shehu mesupok gam mikriyashma. We have to assume that the person featured in this halacha is someone that is in doubt as to whether or not he said kriyashma as well. Shim hoya boru lo mikriyashma the sofek me emes v'yatziv. If it is for sure to this man that he said the kriyashma, including the third paragraph, which has in it what we call Parshas Tzitzis, which has in it mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'sofek me'emes v'yatziv, and his only doubt is as to whether he said emes v'yatziv, then lo ye min ha'Torah, then emes v'yatziv at that point would not be midoraisa. And yet our Gemara is saying that the case of Emes V'Yatziv featured in this halacha is Emes V'Yatziv as Doraisa. But had he known that he said Kriyashma, including the third paragraph, then that would not be the circumstance of this point in the Gemara, because then Emes V'Yatziv would not be Midoraisa, Kevon Shehizkir Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kriyashma, since he would have already mentioned Kriyashma, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, as part of the three paragraphs is Kriyat Shema, the third paragraph. V'im Kain. Now, the question is coming to a head. So then, if so, Hayol Mesupok Mishnehem, we have a person that's in doubt regarding both the Kriyat Shema itself and the Parsha of Emes V'Yatziv. Yachzur L'Kriyat Shema, Di'is Botarti, Mal Ruzhamayim, V'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then why doesn't he go back and say Kriyat Shema that has these two aspects? It has Yitzias Malchus Shemayim, that's the Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim, and it also has Yitzias Mitzrayim. Dachi Odif, this is better. Mi Lomar Emes V'Yatziv Deleka Elochado Kedomer B'Somoch Gavi Masnisin. It's better to say something that has two points in it than saying just Emes V'Yatziv that doesn't have in it Malchus Shemayim, as the Gemara itself said in context with the Mishnah that was quoted in the Gemara, where it said that the reason that a Baal Keri is expected Mahara Beliboy Kriyashma and not the Emes V'Yatziv is that Kriyashma has both aspects. So the question is, why does our Gemara say that if he's mesupik as to whether he said Emes V'Yatziv or not, he goes back because it is Doraisa? We must be talking about someone who is mesupik as to whether he said Kriyashma altogether. Because if he would have certainly said Kriyashma, then the Gemara wouldn't be calling Emes V'Yatziv Doraisa. So being that he's mesupik regarding Kriya Shema as well. Why doesn't he say Kriya Shema? The Omer Ri. The Vadai, it is it's clear, Masnisin Gabi Balkeri, Shiodanu Boi, Shelo Omar Kriya Shema, Veloi Emes Vyatsiv Klal. The example of the Mishnah is someone that we know did not say Kriya Shema nor Emes Vyatsiv at all. The Onu Roitzim Lahatir Loi, and we are trying to enable him to say something. Hilkach Toiv Hu Yoiser Shiomer Kriya Shema Diiko Tarti. Under those circumstances, when we know he didn't say anything, so then we say Kriya Shema. It's got both aspects, Olmach Hashemayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Aval Hocha, the case under discussion right now in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's din, not the Mishnah, but Rabbi Yehuda's din. Shehu Safek im Omar Emes Viatziv. He's in doubt whether he said that. Umisafkale im Omar Shneem, and he's in doubt whether he said Kriya Shema. In other words, he's in doubt regarding both. Kidaprishus, as we already explained. Toiv hu yoiser sheyoimar emes viyatsiv miloimar Kriya Shema. It's better for him to say emes viyatsiv. He's got more to gain by saying emes viyatsiv than by saying Kriya Shema. Dikshiyoimar emes viyatsiv. Shemo yesh litlois shetikein hakul. By saying emes viyatsiv, we open up the possibility that he has fixed everything. De'im kora kvar emes viyatsiv. If this man already said emes viyatsiv, gam kora kriya shma kvar demistamo hispalo kederach tfilo. It's most likely that he would have already said Kriya Shema. Also, because people daven in the normal order of events. Kriya Shema, v'achakach emes v'yatsiv, v'yotso yedei shteihem. So that if this person concerning whom we're in total doubt with regard what he said, by saying emes v'yatsiv on the side that he already had said emes v'yatsiv, he already said Kriya Shema, and he's fine. He's 100% okay. V'chi nami tema deloi omar kvar shtehen. And if you say that he didn't say both, nikol mokoim shema omar Kriya Shema. So maybe he didn't say both things already, but maybe he said Kriya Shema. V'lo omar emes v'yatsiv. Sheze yocholios. That's also a reasonable scenario, that he did say Kriya Shema, but didn't say Emes V'yatsiv. V'yatik Shiomer Emes V'yatsiv, Nimso Shehishlim HaKoil. And now, by saying Emes V'yatsiv, like we're suggesting, like the Gemara says, he completes his requirements. V'chitemo, now if you try to say, Shema Loi Kora Loi Zeh V'loi Zeh, maybe he didn't say either one. Well, kevon desfekahu, since, after all, it is a matter of doubt, kulehai loachruchuhu rabbonon lachzor shneim. We don't make him go over everything. Aval, im yoimar Kriya Shema, if our suggestion would be for him to say Kriya Shema, ein zu takona gemura kol kach. It wouldn't represent a complete fixing of the situation. The Shema Kora Kriya Shema Acheres. He may have said Kriya Shema already. V'lo yotza klal b'ma she'oisa ato. And he wouldn't be yotze whatsoever if he says Kriya Shema now. He wouldn't be improving anything by saying Kriya Shema now. V'imborur shelo omar kvar Kriya Shema. If it's clear that he definitely did not say Kriya Shema, imkein lo omar nami emes v'yatsiv, then he also didn't say emes v'yatsiv. She'ein regilus lomar emes v'yatsiv below Kriya Shema. It's not normal, it's not common. It wouldn't be expected that he would say emes v'yatsiv without having said Kriya Shema. V'imkein kishyomer me'ata Kriya Shema lo tiken klal. v'lo yotza midei sveiko. And therefore, by saying Kriyat Shema now, he wouldn't be fixing anything, and it would be left in his original doubt. Oid Omar HaRabbeinu Rav Shimshin Demairi Shapir She'eno Mesupok Elo Me'emes V'yatziv Avol Boruhu Shekora Kriyat Shema. Rabbeinu Shimshon sets up the Gemara in a different light, and that is, we're talking about someone that his doubt only concerned Emes V'yatziv, and he is certain that he said Kriyat Shema V'afilu Hochi Emes V'yatziv Doraisa. And still, you could have a situation that Emes V'yatziv is D'oraisa. Sheretzono Lomar Sofek Lo Omar Emes V'yatziv. When the Gemara says he's Sofek about having said Emes V'yatziv, the Kavona is Im Parshas Tzitzis. Shemesupok I Lo Omar. He's in doubt that maybe he didn't say Lo Parshas Tzitzis V'lo Emes V'yatziv. Maybe he said neither one of these parshios. Vim Kain Lo Hiskir Klaisis Mitzrayim. In other words, he knows, as Rabbeinu Shimshon says, that we're talking here about someone who said the first two parshios, and his doubt concerns whether he said Parshas Tzitzis along with the Emes V'yatziv. And if he didn't say Parshas Tzitzis with Emes V'yatziv, then he hasn't mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'kula Milsa Yitzias Mitzrayim Kori Lo Emes V'yatziv. By referring to this scenario as Emes V'yatziv, it's because we consider Parshas Tzitzis along with Emes V'yatziv by the term Yitzias Mitzrayim. That all matters of Yitzias Mitzrayim are referred to by this name, Emes V'yatziv. The fi detan Emes V'yatziv havi mishum Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the whole reason for saying Emes V'yatziv is to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, vilka havi Parshas Tzitzis bichlal Emes V'yatziv. So as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned here in the Tosfos, the case features someone who knows he said the first two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, and his doubt is whether he said Parshat Tzitzis along with Emes V'yatziv. And that scenario is in fact the Oraisa, because by having said just the first two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, he wouldn't have fulfilled his mitzvah of being Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, to review this Tosfos, according to the first approach, the person featured in the Gemara is in doubt as to whether he said Kriyat Shema as well as doubt concerning Emes V'yatziv. And as Tosfos explained, the best thing for him to do statistically, his maximum improvement or maximum best solution will be by saying Emes V'yatziv. And as Tosfos says, true, he's in doubt about everything, but we're not going to require him to say the whole thing again, because that's too much tircha, because we're only dealing with a suffix. And as far as if you'll say suffix d'oraisa, so our solution is say Emes V'yatziv. According to Rabbi Shimon in the Tosfos, the individual featured here is someone who is not in doubt about the first two paragraphs of Kriyat Shema. He knows he said it, but his doubt is, did he say the third paragraph along with the Emes V'yatziv? And that is still categorized as a Sofek D'oraisa. Tosfos continues. Hahu B'divrei Torah K'siv. This was the response to the question raised, how can you say that Kriyat Shema is D'rabbonin when the Pasuk says B'shachva V'kumecha? So Abaye said, B'shachva V'kumecha is a command or a reference to the study of Torah by day and by night. V'hadamrion le'el perek kama bo'erev mishum d'chti B'shachva V'kumecha. The opening daf of this Masichta mentioned that Kriyat Shema at night opens the Masichta, and only later the Gemara deals with Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, morning Shacharis, because it says in the Torah B'shachva V'kumecha. So you would get the impression that Kriyat Shema is alluded to by the term U'B'shachvecha, making it Oraisa. So Tosfos says Asmachta B'almahu. It's rabbinic And the citation of the pasuk is only to give a certain sense of basis for the rabbinic ruling. But all the same, Kriya Shema by night and Kriya Shema by day is only a chiyuv de rabbanan according to this approach. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Ulavai Shispal Odom Kol Hayom. This was featured in the Gemara, dealing with someone who was supuk, he was in doubt whether he davened or not. So if a person's in doubt, the first day in the Gemara, where we had a number one on the last narrow line, said, Eino chozer mispalo. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ulavai Shispal Odom Kol Hayom Kulo. It should only be that a person should daven all day. Now, Tosfos has a very fundamental explanation to set the record straight with regard to understanding Rabbi Yochanan. Omer ri, ta'alocha k'Rabbi Yochanan, v'davka b'sofik ispalel. We will follow Rabbi Yochanan about, well, it should only be the shadavan all day, but only in a case where a person is in doubt whether he davened. If he's in doubt whether he davened, so go ahead and daven, like the whole day is fit for davening. Avol vaday hispalel loy. But in a case where someone certainly davened, we are not going to say daven again because the whole day is fit for davening. Teda, toho mistama lo polig ahod yomar Rav Yehuda omar Shmuel b'samuch. It's most likely that Rabbi Yochanan would not argue with Rabbi Yehuda omar Shmuel's halacha that is found in the Gemara later on this omid, where it says v'nizkar shispalel, where a person remembered in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei that he davened posek, where Rabbi Yehuda omar Shmuel says stop even in the middle of the bracha. V'chein im yochol l'chadesh davar b'tfiloso. That's another halacha of Rabbi Yehuda omar Shmuel regarding the person coming to shul finding them davening, and he said, well, only if he can say something new, then he's allowed to daven with the tzibur. But if he already davened, then he can't come up with something new. He shouldn't daven again. And Tosfos is claiming that most likely Rabbi Yochanan is not going to argue with those halachas. Therefore, the term ulavai shiyispalo kol hayom is taken with a high level of qualification. We continue to Omid Beis, Tosfos at the top, Ad Shelo Yagia Shliach Tzibur Lemoidim. This was a reference to someone who was featured by Rav Huna, someone who came to Shul, had not davened yet, and found the community, found the congregation in the middle of their Shmoneh Esrei. The question is, should this person start his personal Shmoneh Esrei in their midst, or wait? And Rav Huna says, if he can start and finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets to the Moedim paragraph, the Moedim paragraph is that paragraph in which everyone bends, which is a sign of acceptance of the Almighty. It's a sign of humility, of acceptance. So then, when the Shliach Tzibur gets there, he'll be able to do so also, because he will have began and finished his Shmoneh Esrei before that point. However, if not, if he will still be in the middle of his Shmoneh Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur will be reciting Modim, and everyone will be bending, and he not, so he will look like a heretic or a renegade, in that he is not accepting the rule of the Almighty. So the Tosfos says, actually a gear shall sibor limoidim, the time all the fish lo shuach imat sibor. The reason for our being concerned with him, with this individual being together with them during Moidim, is because it's necessary for him to be able to bend with them. Shelo yure kekoifer b'mishat sibor mishdach bin lo, so that it shouldn't appear that he is a denier of the Almighty, the one to whom everyone is currently bending or bowing. Tosfos adds, "V'u'adin nami im yagia lemoidim kishishliach sibor yagia lemoidim the shapir domi." Another scenario which would be acceptable is if this person who came late will start his Shmoneh Esrei and he will reach his own Moedim recitation together with the Shliach Tzibur, that in effect he will be bowing along with everyone else, because he's reciting his own Moedim,
thereby creating the necessary positive impression. The Tosfos HaRosh adds, and we noted this on the side of our Gemara, he says, where Tosfos here says, Wadin im nami im yagil lemoidim, Tosfos HaRosh says, Oi la'achas min ha-brochas sheshoifin kishishliach tzibor magil lemoidim. In other words, there are three other brochas in the Shemone Esrei where there is bowing that takes place, so that this individual, if he reaches one of those brochas where bowing takes place, when the shliach tzibor is saying moidim, shapir domi, the Tosfos HaRosh says, kevon shu mishtacha ve'im chaveiro, because he is bowing together with everyone else. So, the Tosfos HaRosh just adds another dimension or another level or example of flexibility beyond that which the Gemara itself reported. So we continue on the third line of the Tosfos at the end. Kevon shu mishtacha v'im chaverov, it's okay since he is in effect bowing with everyone else. Aval ein Gemara psikolei ki hai gavna. The Gemara though didn't state this case, but that is not to suggest that this case wouldn't also be acceptable. Avol ein nira demishum moedim derabbonon nokat ochi shemitzvah l'anois. The Tosfos is mentioning that it's Rav Huna's din is not out of concern that this person who came late should be able to respond with the Moedim Drabonon paragraph that we are accustomed to saying during the review, the Chazor Sashatz of the Shliach Tzibor. The issue of him, this latecomer, saying Moedim Drabonon is not that which concerns Rav Huna. Shezen lo motzinu lo ikur b'gemora. The Moedim Derabbanan paragraph that we say from our Sidurim today is not something that we find a basis for in the Gemara. Now, the Meforshim take issue on this Nikuda, on this point, because there is in other Gemaras a reference to the text of the Moedim Derabbanan, but for our purposes, we're just going to say that the necessity of reciting the Moedim Derabbanan during Chazaras Hashatz, we don't find a basis for that in the Gemara. In other words, even though textually we might find a reference to it, but the chiyuv or the expectation, the minig of bowing upon the recitation Moedim Derabbanan during Chazaras Hashatz, so that's not the beferush in the Gemara. So that would not have been Rav Huna's concern. For Rabbeinu Tam, hoya rogil k'shehoya mispalo biyochid k'shechazan magil amoidim. The Rabbeinu Tam, from the greatest of the Balei Tosfos, when he found himself in his private Shmon Esrei in the middle of a shul when there was a congregation, and the chazan reached moidim, hoya kireya im hakohol below amira klal. He would bow along with everyone else without saying anything. V'davka be'emtz bracha. That's only if you follow the Rabbeinu Tam, is in the middle of that particular text of bracha that makes up the Shemoneh Esrei. Aval b'soif bracha. Let's say a person was in such a found himself in such a situation where the shliach tzibur is saying moedim, and the person is at the end of one of the middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, where he says, chonein hadoas. So, lo, at that point, you wouldn't be able to bow. The Omar lekamon, the osu lishchois besoif kol brachu bracha. The Gemara later says that it's forbidden to bow at the end of every bracha. There are only four brachas that are designed for bowing, and not the others. Miu lechatchila ein lasos kein ki demashma hocha. But to put yourself into this position, like Rabbeinu Tam describes, that's not the lechatchila way of doing things. But rather, as the Gemara itself says, if you find yourself in such a situation, or you calculated that you wouldn't be able to finish your Shemoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibor gets the money, you shouldn't start at all. because of Rashi Besuka Perik Luvagozel, the other Mamispalel. Vishoma Mipi Hachazon, Kaddish Oy Kedusha. Person is in the middle of his Shmon Esri and he hears from the Chazon the Kaddish or Kedusha. Eino Yochol Lahafsig Velanois Im Hatzibur. He cannot interrupt the Shmon Esrei to respond to those prayers. Elo yishtoik v'yamtin me'at. He should simply stop what he is saying, pause for those moments that the tzibur is expected to answer. The shemei ha'kaina, based on the idea that listening is like responding. V'yesh lomar. Regarding what Rashi just described, the lechatchila ein lasos came, the anio chashiva tfei hidur mitzvah, that it would have been better for a person to be in a situation where he's able to answer, and that would have been accomplished by his waiting altogether till afterwards to say the Shemona Esrei, and not find himself in such a position, because the actual and answering, rather than relying on shoymeya kalina, the actual answering is a greater form of the mitzvah, greater form of being kaim the mitzvah. V'rabbeinu tam v'ri hoyu oimrim, the other rabba, they argue with Rashi altogether. They say, I shomea kalina, if you take this expression literally, that listening is like responding, and you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and you stop to listen, then it would be considered a hefsek, an interruption, in your private Shmona Esrei, if you were to be quiet, because your silence, in order to listen, is ke'oines, if you're saying what you are hearing, which is not part of your Shmona Esrei. Nevertheless, the common practice is that if someone finds themselves in this situation where they're saying their personal Shmon Esrei and the Tzibur is answering Yeshmei Rabo, or they're answering the Kedusha, they do remain silent, like Rashi suggested. B'Yushalmi Perek Tfilas HaShachar Ko'omar, in the Yushalmi, in the Perek of Tfilas HaShachar of Brochus, it says, Loi hispalel shachris, ubo motzon mispalin musaf. If a person had not davened the shachris, Shmoneh Esrei, and he comes to shul and finds them saying musaf. So we're talking about something like Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, where there's a musaf Shmoneh Esrei. Im hoyo yodea shiyeh mispalel v'goymer, ad shalu yaschil shlech tzibur, kidei lanois omein, Mispalel. If he knows that he could start and finish his shachris before the shliach tzibur gets to a point where there's a need to answer amen, so then go ahead, start and finish, and you'll finish and also be able to answer amen with the to what the shliach tzibur is saying. The imlav, if he won't be able to start and finish, then lo yispalel, then he should hold off and not daven. Be'eza amen amru. Well, which amen is being referred to over here? Pligi ba tre amoroi. This is in the Yerushalmi there. Two amoroim argue. Chad omar ba omein shel hokela kodesh. V'chad omar bi omein shel shemeya tfila. V'loi pligi. These two opinions are not arguing it with one another. Kan b'choil, kan b'shabbos. If you're talking about Shabbos, so there's no broch of Shemeya Tfilah. So that would be the opinion that said Hokela Kodesh. And the opinion that said Shemeya Tfilah, you're talking about a weekday when there is Shemeya Tfilah. V'ha di Amrinon b'omein shel Shemeya Tfilah haynu b'choil. L'kach yesh li zoher lanois omein. From this Yerushalmi, you see how important it is that one should, even if he's maybe lax with regard to omens of other brachas, with these he should be careful. From this Yerushalmi, it seems shoyregilin loymar shmoine esrei brachas shleimus b'musaf shel chol. Kagon Barosh Chodesh, Cholam Moed. Because don't forget, the Yerushalmi featured someone who had not davened Shacharis. He came to Shul, found them davening Musaf, and then there was a concern about could he start and finish his Shacharis davening before the Shliach Sibur gets to a point where you have to answer Amen. Now, they are davening Musaf. So we're talking about a Shliach Sibur reciting Musaf. And then we saw two deos of Amoroyim there in the Yerushalmi. And one of them said, will he have time to start and finish before they get to the Shomea Tfila of what? Of Musaf. What kind of Shomea? For us, in Musaf, we don't find Shomea Tfila. So Tosfos points out that from the Yerushalmi, you see that their Musaf was different than our Musaf. That their practice of Musaf was to say 18 brachas in Musaf, when you're dealing with a Musaf that comes out during a weekday, for example, Rosh Chodesh during the weekday, or Chol HaMoed, where there's a Musaf, and there would be a scenario of saying 18 brachas. What comes out then, what one has to say is, if you're saying 18 brachas and you're also calling it Musaf, there must have been an additional bracha for Rosh Chodesh or for the Chol HaMoed. A bracha that deals with the korbanos, so that you would have 18 brachas plus another bracha. Now, the Ezra that we're giving is really based on the continuation of this Tosfos. Omiu anan samchinon ahod yom haperek tfilas hashachar deko omar. We who don't practice that rely on what it says in this Masechta, in the fourth perek. Tamni sori tikun chasri lo tikun. There's a takona of saying 18 brachas. There is no takona to say 19 brachas. So to accept the practice of the Yerushalmi would be out of bounds, because according to the Yerushalmi suggestion, you're saying on a chol musaf 18 brachas plus, as we suggested in our pshat, plus another bracha, and that would not be in conformity to what we're saying here, that one is to say 18, not 19, and their practice involves saying 19 brachas. Therefore, we don't practice that. You just said you don't say 18. You don't say 19. You say only 18. What about the recitation of a special bracha during a fast day, the Anenu bracha, between the bracha of Goyal Yisrael and the bracha of Refoenu? Lo kasha, that doesn't challenge the rule of 18 and not 19. She'eino elo l'shliach tzibur. That is only a practice done by the shliach tzibur during a fast day. Abol yochid, kolelo b'shomea tfila. A private person says anenu as part of shomea tfila and is not. It doesn't cause the adding of a 19th bracha, an additional bracha. The Oid Omer Harav Rabbeinu Chaim, the Isa B'Tosefta Behedya Kamin Hagenu. And further to back up our practice, as opposed to what seemed to be suggested by the Yerushalmi, is the Komar Hasam Yomim Shiyesh Ben Korban Musaf Kegoin Rosh Chodesh V'Chol HaMoed, on days that there is an extra korban, like Rosh Chodesh, there's a Musaf offering and in the Beis Hamikdash and Chol HaMoed. So Arvis V'Shachas P'Tal Shmeinis Rishleimus V'Yomim Me'Einam Ma'ur Bavoidah, during the Arvis davening, called Ma'ariv, and the morning davening, so that we do say 18 brachas and we say Yalev Yavu Me'Einam Ma'ur Yalev Yavu Bavoidah in the Bracha of Ritzei V'Im Lo Yomar Machzir Noson. If you don't say Yalev Yavu, he has to daven again. Notice we dashed underlined Sheva. The Omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. There are only seven brachas, and not like what Yerushalmi suggested, 18 brachas plus an additional bracha for the special occasion, Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Yerushalmi Nami Yesh Loimar or Yochol Lios De Tois Sofer Hu. That in the Yerushalmi that was cited above, there might have crept in a copier's mistake, a Toyos Sofer. The Lo Garsinon, and there really shouldn't be Shel Musaf. We have a little arrow on the side of the Tosfos, on the right-hand side. If you align this with the arrow quite a bit up, higher up, you see
there where it said in the quoted Yerushalmi ba umatzan mispalin musaf. So Tosis here is saying that's a mistake. Ella, Tosis continues, Ella ba umatzan mispalin. It rather should have said someone who had not davened Shabbos came and found them davening, but not musaf, found them davening. And then the two deos of Kel HaKadosh and Shema Tfila fit in very well, because you're talking about he didn't daven Shabbos, he found them davening Shachris. And in Shachris, so certainly there's Shema Tfila. The Chayn Mashbu Sham Perk Mishamesa de Gamzu Hamemro Ksuva Sham Velo Hiskir Sham Musaf Klal. And this very, the Yerushalmi itself quotes this incident, or this case of Misha Ba, someone who had not davened Shabbos came and found them davening, and in that other location, in Perek Misha Meisai, this Memra appears, and it doesn't mention there Vlohiskir Shel Musaf Klal, doesn't mention Musaf at all. Ein Yochid Mispalel Kedusha. We saw this in the context of what is the difference between Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that they were featured in diamonds, and we saw that the opinion of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, who said it's important if you come late and you can start and finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha, otherwise no, that's because there is no other opportunity to say Kedusha, because a private person in the midst of his private Shemon Esrei does not say Kedusha. So Tosfos says v'chein halacha, that and that is the way the halacha follows as well, that a yochid does not say kedusha, as opposed to what Rav Huna may have suggested. Avol hamispalo shmon esrei im hachazon. If someone, however, is saying his personal shmon esrei along with the shliach tzibur, v'chshegiya shliach tzibur nekadusha, yomrim shliach tzibur nekadesh. You can say along with the shliach tzibur the kedusha paragraph. V'chol hakedusha mushlam yochol lanos im hatzibur. And the not only in the Kadesh, but the rest of the Kedusha paragraph as well, you can say along with the Tzibur, the Ein Zeh Korui Yochid. In such a situation, that's even though you're in the middle of your Yochid, your private Shemon Esrei, but you're saying the Kedusha paragraph along with the Tzibur, that is acceptable. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.